Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Chained Thoughts. This file is in the theater of the mind. It plays between the thoughts. It happens deep inside your mind, connecting, restraining, adjusting, and locking down certain parts. Some may consider this very enjoyable, while others enjoy the struggle of being restrained to some degree. Hypnosis is a powerful tool. It is a very powerful tool. It is a tool that can help you to relax, can help you to be controlled, can take you down in various ways. Sometimes thoughts are linked together in a chain, mantras that almost automatically make you lose control, going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Empty mind, leading into different states. Your purpose can be clear to some and a confusion to others. But we are not here for those. No, this, in a way, is a very simple thing. Chained thoughts. Where would they begin? What is the first thought that gets caught? Held down by simple words, weighing on an idea, on a concept. Hypnosis is very powerful, and listening to my voice tends to have certain effects. Pulling down around certain thoughts. Now, some thoughts are more easy to target than others, especially if they are naughty or perhaps somewhat perverted. I wonder if you're enjoying the idea of being chained up. Can you imagine how nice that would be, to feel that heaviness all around your body, restraining you from movement, making it so that you don't have to move because you can't move? Now that thought is chained. It will be held right there in the forefront of your mind while you are fantasizing about certain fractions of that fantasy, every little thought spiraling away from it, is another chain weighing your mind down with naughtiness. Sweet perversion, gentle, yet dominating. Hypnosis is very powerful, and you are here to listen, to enjoy it. That's not very innocent of you, is it? I guess another few thoughts deserve to be weighed down by more chains. One fantasy can easily lead into another. Maybe you are chained down and hypnotized. Or maybe the hypnosis is some kind game, or brainwashing, or some kind of trickery. Then again, you are slowly being wrapped in mental chains. Each of those fantasies, each of those thoughts, weighing down on your thoughts, on your mind, helping you to feel even better. What's really nice is that every part of your mind is another target for me to play with, to catch, to chain, to weigh down, until every single thought is linked to something else. Staring into a spiral, thinking about some nice restrictions. Considering how each of your thoughts could be locked down, and any struggle would just be wonderfully pointless. And yet I still want to see it, to enjoy it, to notice how each and every bit of resistance will just make it easier for me to pull you down. And that's all I'm doing right now. Slowly linking thoughts together, pulling ideas down, deep down. Hypnosis. It is powerful. It is so much fun to play with your mind. And I'm not done. Oh no. I am enjoying the slow struggle. I will wrap your thoughts until they are so heavy, so powerless, that you will simply sink down deeper with every new thought, as every new thought is simply allowing the weight to increase. Hypnosis is powerful. Perversion leads to more perversion. And each fantasy, each idea is another chain, another link, another bit of weight pulling you down. What makes this especially fun is to see that struggle, that little up and down, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing, isn't it? There are so many words, so many phrases linked together, empty end. What must you do? So many simple structures chained together in that mind of yours. Maybe you are fantasizing about escaping, struggling, trying to fight, trying to pick the locks. Trying implies failure, and I know that all too well, as I welcome your attempts, your trying to stay awake. You're trying to float up as you're being pulled down. You're trying to keep your eyes open as it gets heavier and heavier. You're trying to struggle as the futility of it all is all too clear. I haven't even said the word yet. Right now I'm still holding the chains. I could let them go, I could let them fall down, and as soon as I do, your mind will deeply follow. Driving you, teasing you, creating a following flow of fascination and fantasies. Every word creates a thought, a link in the chain, together weighing down your mind as I keep holding on to them, focusing your attention, pulling them all to a single place. I could let them go, let them fall, let them feel that nice word, the craving for that word that you've heard before. 10, 9, 8. Our words linked together by expectation. 7. As you know what I can do. 6. I could continue counting down. 5. Or interrupt the numbers. 6. Changing direction. 5. Pulling you down deeper. 4. Holding on to all that weight. 3. All it would take is for me to let go. 2. To give your mind the freedom. 1. To surrender to gravity. And let the weight pull you down so nicely, all those chains following each other, falling, dropping so heavy. Each fantasy, each thought that was linked together, each link in the chain falling down deeper, all going down deeper and deeper. Struggle is merely a game. The illusion of free will, as we are all chained to the processes, the workings of our mind. Hypnosis is powerful. It can control those processes, direct thoughts, guide you to new and wonderful depths. Just imagine what could be done to you with it. Imagine the wonderful ways in which it can tease you, control you, dominate you, deprave you and deprive you. Or maybe I should simply deny you with awake, but your thoughts still chained in this strange state where thoughts are difficult. Hypnosis is powerful. Drop and let go again, even deeper. Let go as the chains pull you down, as one little drop begins a thought, chained to a thought, linked to a reaction, connected to a fall, drifting deeper, falling further. A chain reaction. Hypnosis is powerful. In and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. And practice makes perfect after all. Chains are wonderful concepts. There will be a lingering effect of this. Naughty thoughts becoming even naughtier because they are linked, heavy, difficult to let go sometimes, as they keep pulling you and weighing you down deliciously. This kind of weight can be very enjoyable, as it pulls you down deeper into depravity. Those fantasies, oh yes. Of course, you can let the chains go if you like. As tempting as it can be to hold on to them, you can, if you like. Every link, every thought, allow them to pull you down as you draw. Those fantasies to flourish as one leads into the next, leads into the next. In a moment, this file will end. if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep if you like. Otherwise, you'll find yourself waking more aware of the chains and rather than weighing you down, they will lift you up. Perversion can be very enlightening after all. Each link a new opportunity to explore deeper. Each chain teasing you and pulling your thoughts into that rabbit hole. A drop adrift down deep and pulled down. Enjoy.